America Weekend.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. The unmistakable sound of Taylor Swift. The unmistakable entertainment report with Christina Staffo. You know, I got a feeling, since we were just playing Taylor Swift music, Ms. Staffo is going to start her report this week with something about Taylor Swift. Let's find out.
All right, Ed, Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris were seen out in New York City at a pizza place holding hands and making googly eyes at each other. The 21-year-old superstar took her Scottish boyfriend out and they were all lovey-dovey, looking like a couple. Everyone, start your timers. T-minus 3 months before Swift has her next single about how she hates DJs. And Kendra Wilkinson's having a little bit of an issue with her mother these days. Apparently, her mom is selling information to the tabloids. The Kendra on Top star was joining Marriage Boot Camp reality stars to do some work on her relationship with Hank Basket. But her mom can't mind her own business. Patty Wilkinson expressed concerns about her daughter's relationship and started throwing around some accusations that didn't make Kendra happy. The mom was escorted out of the building, and while being dragged out, she started threatening to release private text messages to the tabloids. Ed, say it with me. Mama drama. In weird news, J-Lo arrives at LAX sporting a new short haircut, looking pretty cute. And then out of nowhere, bam! She was confetti bombed, and the confetti bomber was dressed as a clown. And you know what, Ed?
I hate clowns.
Now, apparently, this is the same clown that threw confetti on Khloe Kardashian. The incident didn't really affect J-Lo, but she definitely didn't look happy. Hey, at least it wasn't glitter. That stuff clings to everything. And things aren't going so well for Bobby Flay and Stephanie March regarding their marriage, or should I say, ending to their marriage. So apparently Flay bought March a racehorse as a gift for their fourth anniversary. March is saying that the horse was a winner and Flay pocketed all of the winnings, about $130,000 worth, plus the $60,000 he got for selling the horse. Flay and March are in a heated debate over the terms of a decade-old prenup, which would pay March $5,000 a month and a cool mill for the buyout of their previous home. Now, Ed, I have some questions for you. One, do you feel bad for Flay?
No.
Two, do you feel bad for March?
No.
Or three, do you feel bad for the horse?
Yes.
With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Staffo. Ed, back to you.
Bobby Flay. The man has just so many problems. His family, how do they get by? How do they deal with these things? You don't have these problems. I don't have these problems. We wish we had those problems. The guy's got 22 houses, 16 cars, and he's got tons and tons of racehorses, obviously. I want his problems. And Christina will be back next week. It's time to clean your room. Your room is messy. You've let it go for a long, long time. There's a pizza box under your bed from the Clinton administration. Yeah, it's that bad. So you feel bad. You feel really bad. You feel so upset. You don't know how to deal with it. It's almost time to call Dr. Phil because your room is a pigsty. Well, do you know there are 9 emotions that every messy person feels while cleaning their room? How many of you felt when you've gone in there and you've decided you need a forklift to try to find your dirty underwear? Here we go. The first one is neglect. This is how you got here in the first place. One night you're putting off hanging up your clothes until the morning, and the next thing you know, 12 pairs of underwear are sprawled across the room. See that? I was clairvoyant. I knew we were headed towards dirty underwear. Not to mention your hamper is just sitting there empty. Okay. You know, how long can you neglect it? I must admit, Christina Staffo said I need some Dr. Phil moments on the show. Here is one. I can remember back in those college years, yes, I had an apartment. I shared it with a couple of guys, and when they moved out and I kept it for a few months thereafter, I had McRib boxes all over the living room. Do you remember the McRib? Oh, my goodness. That is ambrosia in a box. If you've never had a McRib, you have not lived, my friend. It is this McDonald's concoction of pork meat, I think, and the savory sauce and this bread, and you chew it and it slides down your throat like utopia. Like this is what life is all about. Anyway, I'm getting away from the story because I'm really getting into this McRib thing and I better calm down here. Anyway, I went through that time when I had a messy room, but then you grow up and you realize you can't live like a pig. So you realize there's neglect. The next emotion that every messy person feels when they're cleaning their room, ambition. I'm going to do it. I am messy. Hear me roar. This is when you've reached your breaking point and realize it's time to restore order. You make it your life's mission to get that bedroom sparkly clean. Plus, the prospect of going through stuff you may have forgotten about is pretty exciting. Really? Hey, there's that newspaper from 9 months ago. Gee, let me see what was going on in the world then. Shows you're still buying newspapers? Wow. Anyway, the next one, determination. Arguably the most crucial part of the cleaning process. By this point, you've gotten things in the hamper and your bed is starting to resemble a bed once again. These are emotions that every messy person feels while cleaning their room. The next one is frustration. Despite your hard work, there is still so much to go. How did you even accumulate all this stuff? That is a good point. How much stuff do you really need? Our lives here in America are built on buying things. Go out and make money so you can be a good American and go to the store and buy things and support your economy. You have 5 pairs of jeans, you need 3 more. You have 19 shirts, you need 4 more. You got 10 pairs of socks, you only have 2 feet, that's okay. You need 20 more pairs of socks, even though you can never have enough underwear. Take a good look at your underwear right now. It's ripped. I know. It's a mess. You need more. But that's the whole thing. You need more things. You have things in your kitchen that work fine. No. Buy more gizmos. Buy more things. So you realize that maybe you have too much stuff. It's frustrating. And that's why when it overwhelms your bedroom and your bedroom is at the set of the next episode of Hoarders, that's when enough is enough because you're frustrated. The next emotion you feel is utter chaos. And probably you're just terrified. You feel completely out of control. Maybe by this point you've emptied the drawers in your dresser and are sitting beneath a pile of pajamas. Plus, your cleaning playlist is now on its second loop. You would go to that extent? You actually made a cleaning playlist? And you have it there blaring on the old smartphone or MP3 thingy? Okay. Now, the next one is exhaustion. That's right, because if you live in a pigsty, it's going to take quite a long time, and it's going to be quite tiring, both emotionally and mentally, to clean this thing up. You stop for fuel and communication with the outside world because you deserve it. Again, these are emotions that every messy person feels while cleaning their room. The next one, hope. Keep hope alive by cleaning your messy room. This one could go two ways. Either you've given up and decided you can live with the mess, or you're powering through. If you've chosen the latter, there's no stopping you now. They always talk about it in many, I guess if you, when you run a marathon, they talk about how you hit the wall. I guess when you get in there and you're to the point where you have a shovel and a hefty bag and you're just trying to dig through this and you're trying to clear a path to just get to the bed, you realize at some point there is either hope because you're starting to make a difference or you've lost hope. This is never going to get better. You're stuck like this forever and ever and ever. And all you're doing is searching for this high-level goal that will never be attained by you. So it goes either way. The next one, accomplishment. Really? You're done. You marvel at the fine work you've done, which by now, of course, includes wiping down any and all surfaces and packing up a bag of clothes to donate to the Salvation Army. You might say something like, I'll never let my room get like that again. You have a new, positive outlook on life until, number 9, fear. One night you come home and leave your dirty socks on the floor, and the cycle starts all over again. Confession time. I have a home studio, okay? I do a lot of work out of my home studio. I'm always down there. Commercials, stuff for the show, all kinds of things. It was a mess. I had scripts all over the floor, to the point where you couldn't see the carpeting on the floor. And then the boss in the house, a.k.a. the wife, my home studio is my portion of the world that is sacrosanct. It's removed from everything else. The world stops at that door. And everybody knows that my wife and son, that is my fiefdom. That is my world where I create what I do for a living. Okay? Now, my wife came in one day, saw it was out of control, and she read me the Riot Act. There's a saying you don't hear much anymore. She read me the Riot Act, which means clean up this obscenity-filled sentence mess. And so I did. But then, One script gets dropped on the floor in a rush to finish a job before you have to dash out and get to a radio studio, and yeah, it all happens again. What about some that were left off the list? What about embarrassment? Let's paint this picture. You're single. You have a messy bedroom. You go out one night, you meet somebody, and it clicks. And all of a sudden you decide you want to invite that special someone back to your abode for a little late night scrabble, you know what I mean. And then it hits you. Oh my goodness, my bedroom is a complete mess. What will that person think if they've got to climb over 4.5 weeks of smelly, dirty, filthy clothing to be able to sit on the bed and play that game of late night scrabble we just talked about? It's not going to be good. You will be embarrassed. The next one, regret. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. But the one about the filthy bed is one you should be regretting all the time. The filthy room. Come on, you can't let it get that way because you'll regret it. How did I let it go this way? Because I couldn't ask that person to come home with me because the house was a pigsty. So it just leads to one object lesson for this segment. Keep your bedroom clean. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.